did not find any victims, but there was, this time it was much more clear as opposed to last time that shots were fired, because we were able to recover evidence fairly quickly.
By evidence, do you mean a gun?
Shell casing, specifically.
Is there any reason to believe this is in any way connected to the incident a little less than 2 weeks ago?
We don't believe it is connected, but obviously it's still early into it. We're not going to rule anything out.
And did you say how many people exactly between these two groups?
So we're working through that right now. We don't want to say how many specifically. I can tell you there are at least three between the two groups, and at least one female. Again, all of the people we believe were involved were young black males and one black female.
What's the likelihood they're still here on the premises?
I mean, anything's possible at this point with the amount of time that has passed. And again, what we learned from last time, there's always a possibility that they did actually escape, but we want to be absolutely sure that they're not here anymore.
What do you think the surveillance video at this time? Was it viewable from the surveillance video?
So yes, we were able to gather some surveillance video and capture some of the images of some of the people that were involved. I can't say if we got video of everyone that was involved in the two groups, but right now we were working with that. We're working with neutral eyewitnesses and a few other accounts that are going to help us hopefully solve this case.
What location of the mall was it?
So this was on the first floor, like in the open area. To be specific, without naming certain stores, it was just kind of in the general rotunda area where it's in the open. So I know in Polaris there's two big openings, so this would have been the opening more to the north than the east, to the south.
No reports of injuries, you said?
So no reports of any injuries, that's correct.
Did you say three suspects total, perhaps?
Well, we can confirm at least three people were involved, but we believe there are more between the two groups, but we feel comfortable at least releasing right now that there are three people involved in the altercation.
So, to be clear, one person shooting, two people shooting at each other?
We do know that at least one person between the two groups shot. We're trying to determine if both groups actually shot at each other and there was return or exchange of gunfire. But we do know for sure at least one person between the two groups shot. That makes sense.
What is the frustration level for you knowing that we were just out here 2 weeks ago for a very similar incident, a very popular, busy shopping mall?
It's frustrating not only for me personally, but for everyone. You know, we never wake up and think going to a very popular shopping destination like this one, or frankly, anywhere in the city of Columbus, and think in the middle of the day, on a weekday, that two groups are going to have a problem with each other and pull out a gun to address whatever issues that they have with each other. And especially for me particularly, I'm very upset. It's going to be very visible at some point when the detectives want to release whatever evidence we have, either video or still shots, that these are clearly young people. These are young people, yet again, in our city, who is committing acts of violence that is putting the life of innocent people in danger. And it's beyond frustrating.
Have you had conversations with the managers here at Polaris about their security and if there's anything differently that they may be doing?
Well, I know from the last incident we had, they addressed several concerns, and they wanted to make sure that they had a plan in place for if this incident ever happened again. And I'm confident, based on the information that they received and how they treated it, that this was done a little more swiftly and correctly. So we're definitely thankful for that, because again, there's no injuries and no victims. So I want to commend the staff and security here at the mall for doing their part, as well as the patrol officers who came quickly without thinking and doing their job.
Do you have a rough estimate of how many people may have been here from the mall in that time period?
I'm not sure, but just in the time period that I've been here, it's definitely in the hundreds. I mean, there's including employees as well. So we cleared out quite a few people. And like I said, we learned from the last incident, and the way we cleared people out this time was much more efficient.
How long do you guys expect to be here tonight?
We'll be here for quite a while. Again, this is a fairly large scene. Even though we contain where we think most of the evidence is located, we're still going to make sure that we check every single area to make sure we don't miss anything. So we'll be here for a couple of hours. So I fully anticipate the mall being closed for an extended period of time, if it even opens back up today. And lastly, any information that we have will come from our assault squad unit.
Any updates on the previous shooting? Are those two suspects still at large?
They are still at large, and we are still working to gather information on that. So We definitely want to make sure, again, like we said before, if people have information, our city has been very good at providing us that information. You can contact us, social media, anonymous calls, whatever it takes. We clearly know that someone knows where they are. And usually it doesn't take this long, so I'm hoping that someone will see that this has occurred again and will come forward with information either from this incident or the incident before.